got that click track. Click in, baby. Click in.
I'm glad you acknowledge everyone else heard it.
I mean, we could leave it on. Just please. Metronome this whole podcast. So we're in time. I started my bike. I ran out of gas at the light.
Okay, this serves a purpose, just not now.
So, what are your favorite moped sounds?
Fuck your car. Ride a moped.
I don't know. Like, touch a fly, was it moving? Like, no, nah, feel free to mess up. Sounds like you're fucked, dude.
Oh, boy.
Swap, womp, womp. You fucking blew it.
Want to know what's not as satisfying? Opening this can of Liquid Death on the microphone. It doesn't have that snap, crackle, pop, you know?
It's got that can look that'll make me pull you over if I see you lift that shit to your lips while you're driving.
It does look like a tall boy. Liquid Death, we need that sponsorship for the podcast, baby! Hook us up, let's go! Because this cherry obituary hits.
I wanted to try it, but I didn't.
Here you go.
Let's do it.
Are you sure? If you want them to sponsor you, is this the time to...
I like this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Like, I've had some that I didn't really care for.
No, I would this drink
one,
that.
Like, the melon, the watermelon one, I wasn't a fan. I bought a whole case of it, just, like, on a whim, and I was like, damn it. This is too many to suffer through. But this one hits.
Right raffle prize.
Right out the gates, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it.
No complaints. What's up, guys? Welcome, Moped Money Podcast. Dude, so it's been a few weeks, huh? Laptop, shit the bed. MacBook Pro, only had it like 2 years. I got it for the podcast, pretty much. And it fucking... The screen comes on. And then it flashes out. And you push the power button, and it turns on. And then a couple seconds later, it turns out. And then, like, you like push the power button, and it turns on, and then the mouse just doesn't move. Can't move the cursor, can't type anything in to log in, and then it fucking goes black again. And I tried resetting it. I did all these fucking go to YouTube and fucking push all these buttons and do all the weird shit, and like none of that worked. And then all of a sudden it started working again. I was like, oh, it's working. Well, fuck if I need a fucking genius bar, like it's just working again. Who knows? Maybe it was just a fluke. So I was like, all right, cool, fine, no big deal. And then like a couple of days go by and it happened again. And I was like, fuck, I can't get into the goddamn computer. I got to make an appointment at Genius Bar. So I went and the guy's fiddle fucking with it. And he's like, I don't know. I think the whole thing might be shot. And I'm like, dude, no warranty anymore. Like, most expensive, like, item I've bought like in a long ass time, like, you know what I'm saying? Real bummer kind of type shit, dude. I'm just like, I wasn't feeling good about it. And he's like, well, I've tried, you know, resetting this and resetting that and cleaning it and opening it up, and like, you know, we unhooked your little trackpad and plugged it back in and tried all this other stuff. And like, he's like, my last option would be like to wipe it, the whole thing completely. And, like, you know, see if like, we just got to reset the whole machine. And I'm like...
That's a lot, man. A
lot. No cloud backup. I didn't have anything really backed up. I had, like, the last 50 episodes of the podcast raw files saved on the fucking desktop. Or, like, in a document folder. So I lost, like, 50 episodes of raw podcast tracks. Like, but yes, no, that's probably, like, 75 hours.
But I mean, they're still documented.
I had the MP3s.
They're like, still done, though.
They're done.
Right.
The MP3s are online. Like, with all the talk I talk about going back and, like, you know, looking through files and stuff, I would probably never go back through the raw files.
But they were there.
Yeah, they were there.
You could still say that. You could still think that.
Yeah. But now I can't for at least 50 episodes of it. So I'm like, fuck.
Now, hold on. Are you talking about an allegory of your laptop? I know you experienced this, but is this an allegory about fixing your fucking moped when it starts acting funny?
It's not.
Okay.
Because in mopeds, I would definitely keep ignoring shit. You know, let's be real, dude.
Turn that headset up louder, man. I don't hear anything.
It's a little crunchy. It's okay, man. Throw some grease in there, dude. We'll be all right. Let it eat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been the woes of the podcast the last couple of weeks. Just like shitty laptop not working, lacking of motivation to like send it off to the ether to who knows where to get fixed for fucking $800. I'm like, nah, dude. The fucking truck just got hit with a big bill. Like, they're stacked. There's shit stacking up on me. So I'm like, I gotta chill. I can't. And then I was like, let's go to a moped rally. On top of that, you know, so just like.
Financially, this is good decisions. I'm tracking so far. Good decision
making. I was just like, well, moped rally, Athens, Georgia. I literally didn't even once look at how far away it was. I was just like, Georgia. We've gone further from moped rallies.
Yeah.
This is fine. You know, that's my start. Like, is it less than 20 hours, like, driving to fucking Denver? Like, you know.
That's your start meter?
No, that's the
ocean. My meter's, like, New Orleans, Tampa, which is 17.
Yeah, 16, 17's, like, all right. Because, New Orleans, it wasn't bad. We've gone multiple times.
Yeah.
But Denver, that was, like, the, oh, fuck, okay, this kind of sucks. Like, that's my, like, ugh. Kind of, like, you know, you really, like, ugh. I guess
there's no way this is going to go smoothly, but I'm here.
And you know, it's going to cost you an extra 2 days, you know, an extra day to leave, an extra day to get back. Like, it's, you're shooting yourself with 2 days essentially.
Yeah.
But like, I was like this, I didn't look. I was like, Georgia sounds close. I was like, sounds close. Fine.
I mean, you just got to make it through North and South Carolina and you're good.
It wasn't bad.
Nah.
It wasn't bad, boys.
No, it was a good time. It was
not with you, gentlemen. It was fantastic.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, we had the club on the podcast to talk about their upcoming rally, and that was a couple months ago, and I wasn't sure if I was going to go. You know, I thought it might be fun, but, you know, sitting around looking at the calendar, I was like, nothing's really going on for a while after this. Like, I was like, all right, well, this is the first rally. It's in the South. It's a good place to throw one early because it's kind of warm down there. And so we went, dude. At first, it was just going to be me and Thomas. We were just like, yo, let's fucking... just like, you know, low key, just we'll just get in the truck, no trailer, just two bikes in the back, and we'll fucking go there and do the thing and leave. And then, like, we went on a ride with Justin and Maddie one Sunday or Saturday or something, and we kind of were talking about it a little bit. And then everyone's like, oh, when's that? And we're like, it's a couple weeks, you know, we got some time. And they're like, yeah, that might be cool. Like, but that was kind of like all we really said about it. And then,
no,
like,
I was ready for it.
Yeah. Then a couple of weeks go by and we're like, yo, who we put the word out to Richmond, like, who's going, who wants in, like, and you guys were the ones who coughed up, like,
yeah, no, I was ready.
Well, Jason, you're not wrong. What we had agreed on was, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
We had all just said that out loud and that was fine. And honestly, I hadn't put much thought into it until Brad called me bitching while I was shitting, like we talked about. Dude calls me, I'm taking a shit. I want to camp. I'm not even going. What are you talking about, Bradley? I love you to death, but what are you going on about? And then we hung up the phone and I texted, I believe, Justin and you. This still on?
Yeah, still on.
Because I don't feel like fucking camping.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's also like, if everyone's going and he wanted to camp.
You can camp. This is America. This is America, bro.
He did whatever.
You could have walked 100 feet through the woods.
Yeah, you can set up a tent and you can camp and hang out and party all night. And if we get an Airbnb, you don't have to throw in on the Airbnb just because you came with us. Like,
yeah, we'll pick you up when we leave. Have your stand outside with your thumb sticking out like a hitchhiker.
Straight up, bus stop.
Yeah. Like we as a whole, as Richmond as a group, like most moped rally stuff we go to, we do it as a group. Like, the gas is a group, the fucking trailers is as a group, the Airbnb, wherever we're staying is as a group. And then we make it, like, readily available for everyone to, like, pitch in so it's cheap and affordable for all the players.
We had, like, a two-bedroom house with a big-ass living room. We could have fit, like, 20 people in there. And it cost four people $136 to go to Athens, sleep,
64, and 164. And come back.
Oh, 164?
With gas, trailer,
well, I'm a little bit
and
behind.
The Airbnb.
I need to owe him $30 then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it still won't shit.
Yeah.
That still won't shit for the whole weekend.
No.
You could spend that in a bar in 2 hours if you drink like I do.
That's pretty much what I tell people is like most rallies we go to, unless it's just one person going and two people going, we get a couple people. We know we got a little small group. It's I just tell them, have $100. It might be something around that.
If we had the right vehicle, give or take, we wouldn't have rented a trailer, and it would have been even cheaper. But
yeah,
even with renting a trailer, which everybody makes such a big deal about, that was candy and cake, dude.
Yeah.
Shout out to Thomas. Thank you, Thomas. Yeah, you owned the fuck up this week, and that was fucking fire. I needed that.
Yeah, Thomas pulled the dad card. I've played dad for the rally a bunch of times. I know we all have. I don't know if Justin played dad for the rally yet.
Nah.
He played stepdad for Pittsburgh. He drove my fucking ass up.
I drove quite a few people to quite a few rallies in my element.
But when you plan it out and you pick the spot, you fucking like budget out the gas and fucking we'll put it all on my credit card and fucking we'll figure it out at the end. Like, you know, that's what I call playing dad, you know? Like I've done it for rallies and like, you know, it's fine, you know. Don't worry about shit until we get back, boys. I got it. And we'll fucking take care of it. So, it was fun.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad we went.
And the spot was nailed. The only thing we could bitch about was the driveway steepness. And guess what? Daddy handled it. We didn't have to handle shit, so it was fine.
Yeah, man. That trailer job parking, man, that was all right.
Dude, the truck's got fucking hill assist. I was like, what's hill assist? Thomas got that fancy truck, dog. Like, it puts the brakes on for you because you're on a hill? Damn. Like, that's tight. But yeah, dude, like, firing squad from Athens, Georgia. I believe this is their first rally. I think they tried to throw one a year ago or two. I don't know if it went down or not. I think they had to cancel it or something.
Well, I feel like it ended up being an invitational at best.
Yeah, it wasn't big. But, like, they pulled this one off, dude. You know,
dude, it's fucking fire.
Like, spot was at a brewery. Yeah. Giant open field. Like, kind of secluded. Not really any houses around. You can make as much noise as you wanted.
Except for our Airbnb. Yeah. That was around.
Through the cut.
100 feet as the crow flies.
Yeah, dude.
I heard every one of your shitty bikes start up past fucking curfew. I just need you all to know that.
But yeah, man. It's just like.
No, that was a great spot.
Good spot. Right behind some brewery. The brewery was cool with letting us use our land.
It's like 1,200 feet, 900 feet from our Airbnb. I could hear the motherfuckers on Saturday night driving their dirt bikes through the woods.
Yeah, I think fucking Walter like used to work at the brewery or something. So he was like, he's the one who kind of like hooked it up. And it was a good spot. That's a lot of trouble a lot of clubs have is finding the spot to like host and have an event. Like, especially as more like the cities get like fucking ate up by fucking, you know, gentrification and fucking
Rock.
Breweries and fucking this or that and the other, you know. We're losing Richmond, Smoke Squad's having a time right now, dude. Hunting to find a fucking rally spot, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, you want to do what? Where?
It's work.
Yeah.
To find that good spot.
I was amazed. I didn't see a single I didn't see a single employee come out saying nothing.
Nah, I didn't even go in the brewery. I kind of feel bad. Not really, but
I kind of do, but I don't even think they would have liked me in their brewery.
Like no one cared though.
Nobody gave a flying fuck.
So it was cool.
I seen yoga. I seen a live Chicago cover band.
Yeah,
I seen boiled peanuts and barbecue.
Yeah, they had little events and stuff happening at the brewery. But we were like across the field far enough that like we were separatists.
I don't know about being a football field as far away enough from a live jazz band and a barbecue stand, but we were working it out.
Yeah. Across the other side of the 50-yard line, you know? Just like far enough away that we weren't like.
I'm surprised we didn't have any randos like, so what's this booth for?
Yeah, I don't think I saw one rando wander over to check us out. They were like, I'm going to keep my distance from all these weird moped people.
Bless their heart.
But, dude, there was a good turnout, though. I think they had, what, 50, 60 people?
Nah, it was more total. It was more than that, I feel like.
I don't know, man. I never really took a head count.
I feel like there was a lot of bikes there at one point.
I mean, it was a good strip for sure.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
You know, the people that showed up were highlights. Randy from Cali.
Daggers came deep, dude. Daggers fucking brought 11 or 12 people, 12 or 11 people, something like that.
It was 12, they said.
But, like, that's legit, dude. When I'm like, once you come with more than 10, I'm like, you are the rally.
Yeah, they were. Like,
you got just enough friends to be like, we could take over this whole route if we wanted to.
I feel like a majority of the people that were there were like OGs and veterans of previous rallies. I feel like I knew a majority of the people there.
Swoops came with a good group. I mean, they're the closest, so it's like they got to show up. Swoops came out. Dose Cycle, shout out to them. They brought cool bikes. This bike, like, for being such a small rally, I would definitely say this rally had a lot of cool bikes.
There was a lot of sick bikes. I took a photo, and like, whether you realize it or not, there's three wild-ass bikes in one photo.
Yeah.
That ZA7080 prototype, the Barcelona fucking Pizza Hut bike, and then that Suzuki crazy shit. They're all they just look like regular bikes if you don't know any better, but they're not.
Like, people are like, oh, why do you go to these moped rallies and this and that? I'm like, well, there's a couple reasons. One, it's to get away from being at home and, like, feel like you have, like, departure from your responsibilities and, like, you know, you can, like, be carefree for a little bit. Then there's, like, camaraderie with your friends, like, bonding with your buds, like, on the road, fucking taking a road trip, you know, like, road trip vibes. Then it's, like, getting to ride your moped and then, like, exploring a new town.
Yeah, in a foreign land. That's cool. Yeah. Always cool. Yeah.
The new place high is always neat. When you've never been to a place and you're seeing something that's new to you. It's like, I don't know if it's like explorer, discovery, primal shit, but it's like, I've never seen this before in a TV commercial or anything.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. There's a lot of like key points that like make moped rallies like worth it to me. Like if you've never gone, if you've like only ridden mopeds in your own town, you're like, it's the same thing. Like, not going to rally ever is the same shit as, like, having a moped in your town and not riding with anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, being in your own town and never going on a group ride and not even knowing that there is a larger community. Like,
and not even that, but it's like you can live in your city and ride your moped around your city, but it's like you're doing the same shit. You're just going back and forth to work. You're just going here. You're just going. It's like there's all these different routes and rides and shit that you can go on that are mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I do it to people all the time, and they're like, what the fuck was that?
I think I still got shit in my bag, dude, where it's just like you take local people on a group ride and you do something different that they wouldn't do. So that's why it's always fun letting other people lead. So you can be like, yo, someone else led, and they took some turn that I wouldn't normally take.
Yeah,
I thought that road was a dead end. Oh, my God. It's so twisty. It rides right along the river.
You'll lead a ride in Richmond one day.
Someday.
I got a bunch of shit, dude.
You'll be able to one day.
I think yours would be really interesting because of the simple fact that you're not from here. You'd fucking go.
I'm not as tainted.
Yeah, he's been here a couple of years. He don't know his way around. But one day he will.
That's why it would be good. You fucking do some weird shit.
I know how
shit.
To get where it matters. I'm at your house, bitch.
Yeah, one day.
But yeah, dude, fucking, I don't know. Like, there's lots of reasons that make me want to, like, get out and go to rally. And, like, you know, I rattled off a couple. But the last one is definitely seeing different mopeds.
Yeah.
It's like you're in this weird hobby and you love these cool little bikes. But rarely do you get to see, like, there's a lot of different makes and models. And for the most part, you might only see 50% of them. In real life.
There's only so many Tomos A35s you can get excited about. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're gonna see Maxis.
You're
gonna see fucking a Hobbit. You're gonna see fucking, you know, like a fucking Tomos. Like, there's a ton of bikes that you're gonna see no matter where you go. Every scene has them. But sometimes when you go to places, you get to see something you wouldn't see. And this rally had a good handful of them.
Water-cooled Tomos.
Justin had his water-cooled Tomos.
In case you missed
the past couple episodes he was on, Justin does have a water-cooled Tomos. It's still kicking ass and ripping dicks. The radiator is still mounted the wrong way, and it's working great.
Yeah,
and where's your radiator if you have anything to say?
Prototype mode, you know, still got zip ties.
Yeah,
still got duct tape holding fucking.
Honestly, we can talk all the shit we want, but it comes down to one simple thing.
Duct tape.
Where's your radiator? Where's your water cooler?
Yeah. I left it back in 2005 when I already did that shit, son.
Yeah. Nah, that shit was
been there.
I seen the water cooled Fox. I seen the Steven's water cooled bike and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do the quick rundown on the fucking cool ass bikes that were at the rally. There was a water cooled Fox from Stefan Buzzert. That's tight work.
MB5 with the tank off of
some other Honda shit. Then he got, I think he said he got the whole bike in a box for like $100 or something.
Yep. And like it, the tank was just the thing that was
missing.
Didn't
have a tank. It's like, got an MB5, a whole bike with minus a tank for $100. I'm like, that's a pretty good deal.
And the only scene that made it look bad, if a rider's on it, you don't see that shit. Look good from my house.
Yep. Yeah, so that guy wrecked it.
Dude, we had
we're mentioning nice bikes.
It was nice.
There was a blue Fox from QCB. They got sold to Stefan. There was also a black Fox. So I'm like, I talk all this shit about like Foxes are awesome. They're fucking rare. No one's got one. I'm like, I got one of the fucking, it used to be like, oh, I got one of the five in the country. Then I was like, all of a sudden I kept hearing some shit. All right, I got one of the seven. All right, I got one of the eight. God damn, I got one of the 15. You know, like they keep getting more, but they're still rare.
Wasn't that red one a water cooled Fox that was there?
Yeah, that was red. Yeah, okay. That was water cooled.
Yeah.
Honestly, between the DTs.
Oh, the DTs. There's a lot of DTs.
There was
DTs.
A Calibri there with Brian.
Yeah, I've
there
seen that.
Calibri.
Yeah,
there was actually a lot of rare fucking
that
bikes there.
Missing seal on that Calibri, man. Yeah. Damn.
Calibri was there, Tomos. There was every colorway of the DT.
Yeah.
The blue one, the white one, the black one.
There was two blue ones.
Yeah, two blue ones.
I saw some dude brought a chopper-ass JCPenney Pinto that looked good, but he didn't ride it.
Yeah, he didn't ride it.
He had a good skullet, though.
Mm-hmm. It had the fucking clear transmission cover.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
All I saw was his mismatched headlight paint job, and that hurt my feelings.
Same motor off that race bike they took the fucking... I can't remember where they took it.
Oh, the flat track thing they did?
Yeah. Nah, the Dirty Fingers Garage dude took the shit to Pook Shop's races. I can't remember where they're at. Anyway, there was also fucking Suzuki Maxi, which I think is one of the sexiest mopeds. And he had, of course, it came from Dose. Dose Swoops Game brought it. But yeah. It was like, the purple, the black and teal and yellow colorway. The colorway was so hot.
I like the way the pedals folded into the shaft, and then you pop them out and they lock into place. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that shit's cool. It's fucking, I think it's like electric start and kick start. Like, stock, it comes that way. Like, that's cool. Like, cool mags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The majority of the bikes in that section were, like, top-notch. Like,
that's one of the coolest looking bikes. And then they had the fucking Wallaroo, which is one of my faves. That's like the cousin to the Fox, like with a little more trunk storage, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's the first time I've ever seen a Wallaroo.
Yeah, you don't see them. I love Wallaroos, and I think I've only seen them like twice in person. So, you know, for me, like, that's sick. Like, I haven't seen one. The Suzuki Maxi, I've only seen one before.
That
was in Philly like a year ago or two. Someone had one. Me. Like, that's a cool ass bike. They had a buy bike imported from Spain like recently, and it's like they said it was like legit like pizza delivery bike in Spain, so it had like the biggest rear rack, and not like it wasn't like a Jibby Joe fucking half-assed rack. This rack was, you could put a person on this thing, was solid.
Yeah, like an XL pizza rack.
Yeah, it was super wide, and I was like, dude, if you guys don't get a picture of this fucking rack with like 20 pizzas on it, like we need a legit shot. Like, me and Justin ordered pizza, like, Saturday or something. And I was like, all right, guys, give me the pizza bike. And I rode out to the parking lot.
And then forgot. I feel like you forgot your wallet.
I forgot my wallet. And I came back.
That's just an excuse to ride it longer.
Yeah. And then I went to leave. And I was like, I almost forgot the bungee cord to strap the pizzas down.
Yeah.
And I was like, I came back with pizzas on the back of the bike. I put a picture of it on our Moped Monday Instagram.
Man, that pizza was so good.
But I was like, damn,
that was fire. That was necessary.
Pizza, like, on the back of a pizza bike? Like, hell yeah. Like, put that bike back in the fucking
back
system.
Back to work.
Yeah. I know you retired. You think you gave up the ghost. He said, I still got it in me.
Yeah, ain't over yet.
And then, dude, what else? There were a couple cool, like, Vespa Cs. Two Vespa Cs. Thomas had the only grind day. His grind day was killing it.
Yeah, Queen City Barons had a couple nice Temas. They had that one purple top tank looking shit. That was a Buzzers one.
Mm.
But yeah, that shit was cool.
There was a fucking Konin's NS50. So if you've never seen an NS50 in person, I still think it was fast.
That's all he was doing. Just fucking with people.
You drop shift and fucking take the fuck off, dude. The bike
he's,
is fast.
He's
as
blocking traffic and playing cowboys and Indians. My problem is, if you've ever seen Top Gun, you need permission to buzz the fucking tower. He don't ask for shit. he's blocking traffic, and next thing you know, he just fucking wings past you at 55. You shit your pants a little bit, you know.
It's a fast bike. I guarantee that bike's doing all of fucking 65 plus.
Yeah, he says 70, I believe.
Well, when
yeah.
I'm climbing a hill at 22 and you buzz me, it's like,
yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, he says
70,
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it.
I was doing like 40 or 55, and he was fucking going by me.
That was a great, but most of those rides gave a lot of people a good place to stretch their fucking legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some good twists. It was pretty tight.
Yeah, it's a good ride. Dude, what else was there? What else was there? We had the MB5s, a bunch of DTs. There was a kickstart Hobbit, like the kickstart mechanism. I don't see that kickstart mechanism thing a lot.
I didn't see that.
Like, Dee's got one she won from a rally, but we never put it on a bike. It was like, even looking at it, trying to figure out how to put it together, I'm like, I don't even know how this thing works. I've never used one. So it's cool kind of seeing that thing. The grandiose fucking king shebang of the whole thing for me was seeing the V50 live in person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Variator
E50. It draws your eyes with this Honda fucking 750 tank.
Yeah.
It's like literally.
And then you start looking closer.
I wanted to ride it, but I didn't want to be that guy. I should have.
I was 100% that guy.
I should have rode it.
Oh, you should have rode it. I was 100% that guy. I was like, yeah, bro, what's up?
Yeah, that bike was really nice until that guy wrecked it. Yeah, until that guy wrecked it. I mean, just.
Somebody wrecked that?
No,
but if you had ridden it.
Nah.
You'd have felt bad. You'd have been bummed out.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, like, it's one of those things, like, and it's like, you look at the bike, like, it's prototype, like, fucking build to, like, test the motor. So I could care less about the bike. I never, you know, oh, it's got this big-ass tank, and, like, and they just threw a seat on it. Like, it had disc brakes so it could stop, and it had the motor. That's all that mattered to me. So I was like, seeing a Variated E50 that's, like, game changer for fucking mopeds live in person. Like, who's innovating and making new shit? Like, Dose is doing cool stuff. Fucking this dude's doing cool shit. Fucking Treats, you know, bust out new parts every once in a while.
No, this Crank is Pipes brand is new.
Doing cool stuff.
Yeah.
But this is like from the ground up. Like, we're remodeling this bitch, dude. Like, new E50.
Yeah.
Like, Variated. What's up? Vespa parts, Tomos parts, Hobbit parts. Combined together to make this crazy Frankenstein build that it's going to be like bike in a box. Like, here, put down your card, purchase the bitch. Now you got a Variated E50. Here you go. Plug and play.
It's all about measurements and clearances, baby. That's it.
Yeah.
Find out what fits where.
Made his own engine. I'm sitting there looking at
go with it. That's it.
A nice clean chunk, fucking all polished up, and all these fucking parts mismatched, and yet it's there. I seen it work.
Yeah.
I seen it rip.
It was fast.
Yeah.
Like, he said he was having trouble like with the belt snapping. Like, he said he maybe put 40 miles on it before bringing it to the ride. Like, just kind of got it together. We saw the unboxing a couple weeks ago on the internet.
I mean, that's a lot. 40 miles, a lot.
And he's just like, yeah, dude, like, keep fucking, like, just keep stretching the belts and breaking the belts, like, and snapping them and, like, stretching them out and get all, because it's like the belts are limited. That's like one thing he's fighting. You can only get a certain size belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he's just kind of fighting that part. So he said he put like a stock spring back in so it wasn't getting under as much tension, and, you know, he ran it and made it the whole ride. So, you know, that's a plus. It's like, cool. It made the whole ride. Didn't break down. You know, speaking of that, there weren't that many bikes that broke down. I think I maybe saw like 3, 4. Someone said it was a little bit more.
They said the chase truck had a full load, but I didn't see that. I just seen it come in with 2.
Yeah. So yeah. Even if they made 2
and
rides,
that trailer wasn't very
bikes,
big, so
yeah,
like that full, yeah.
At most, I say 8 they had to have. If they were full.
If that.
But yeah. They were being kind. They weren't packing them in, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know anybody personally that broke down. No. Yeah.
So I was like, damn. So that bike, fucking the Variated shit, made it the whole way. It seemed quick enough. You know, he was riding. He was keeping up. He wasn't like in the back of the pack or anything. Like, it did it. And it's like, looking at the motor up close, you're just like, really going to see like how well built it is. Like, it just looked like everything.
I was just
tight.
Like, where's the transmission fluid guy? Yeah.
Bolt on mounts. So right. It's got interchangeable mounts. You can put it
that.
So you can put the motor on pretty much anything. It's like, yeah, the mounts you just bolt on the top. Put the spike on whatever the fuck motor on whatever the fuck you want to put it on. Tomos gearing. So you have a wide selection of wheels.
Yeah. Whatever
like
you want.
Large selection of sprockets.
Ball hole pattern. Whatever you want.
Dude, it's going to be sick. Like, I told him straight up, I was like, dude, when you drop this, like, he's like, I don't know how well it's going to sell or who's going to, you know, who would buy. I'm like, dude, like, straight up, the first 20 are already sold. Like, without you even, like, just like, cool, you put it to the test, it works. Proof of concept, the first 20 are sold.
Yeah, I have nothing better to do than build a dual variated E50. So if he releases them, I'll probably try to get one.
I'm like, people are sitting around waiting.
I'm at the end of my rope, yeah.
People are waiting right now with a fucking credit card on deck. Like, you drop the bike, I'm buying the motor.
Yeah.
We circle back.
I buy it in
Uncharted territory? Hell yeah, let's go. I'll try it. Let's go.
Yeah. Like, it's happening. And then, like, he had the ZA70 there.
I think, like, it was badass.
I'm, like, not, like, a ZA person. You know? I get it. Like, the ZA's cool. People say it's the better Tomo. Sorry, Justin.
Yeah, no, I'm afraid of it. Afraid of the clutch measurement.
You know, the clutch shimming and all the shit. It's like, it's easy for the people who do it, you know, but for those who don't do ZA, like, it seems intimidating because there's more to it.
Everybody read one post about their shimming and the pucks and went, bah, Tomos makes sense still.
I feel like I could do it.
The needle bearings and, like, all the shit inside. It's like, you could do it. It's just like anything else, the moped, like, you can figure it out. But in comparison to an E50, it's harder. Yeah. Comparison to a Hobbit that has a crank inside of it, that's it. There's nothing else in the motor.
Yeah.
You open the motor, there's a crank, there's two bearings, there's two seals, and you close the motor back up, and you're done.
That's like, what it's supposed to be.
Like, this shit's nothing. So, the ZA seems intimidating, and he made it better, so it, you know.
That's a very modern-looking
engine. Yeah, it looks cool.
It looks really good, man.
And I fucking took that first mile ride,
person,
too.
When I seen it in person, like, I seen it on the internet, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. I seen it in person, I was, like, really impressed, yeah.
Yeah. It looked clean. It looked legit.
Yeah, it looked really good.
And I don't know.
It's way bigger than I imagined. You know what I mean? Just in general, it's just bigger than I imagined. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took it for a spin, and I liked it. Like, I've never ridden one before. I've ridden plenty of Tomoses, so I understand, like, that shifting thing. But, like, it had good engagement off the line. Like, it felt like, you know, an E50, like, kitted. Like, it took off pretty good. And then, like, it got to the top and it whined out. And I told him, personally, like, I felt like it kind of hung on the top of first gear too long. And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, you can back off throttle and auto, like, you know, choose your shift kind of thing. Like, you back off and blip and, like,
that's
the shift.
Yeah, that's what
kind of
I
like
did.
You
yeah.
can
on
make
my
a
water
Tomo
set.
Shift.
Yeah.
Shift.
That's what I do, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, I just, like, was like, I took it for a run, like, up and down the block twice, you know, fuck if I know. But it felt good. It felt fast. And I was like, damn, this thing feels actually pretty sick.
Yeah, like, sitting here talking about it, I'm, like, really bummed I didn't ride either one. Like, why didn't I do that?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know why I didn't.
That was, like,
I'm sure he would have let me.
He definitely would have
let me. Pretty sure.
All I wanted to do was ride it. Like, but when I
yeah,
knew
I don't
he
know
was
why
coming,
I
was like, I need to ride both of these.
Yeah. For science.
Yeah, for science, dude. For the feels. The fucking, the Variant ED50, dude. The V50 felt sick.
It looks sick.
Like, it feels like a Variant bike. Like,
but it just has a chain output on the back.
Yeah, like, it looked like a Derby or something. Like, I got a Derby. I rode a Derby all weekend. But I was just like, dude, like, it felt pretty good. Like, I weigh way different than them. Like, I'm, like, 100 pounds heavier than dude, you know? 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds. I'm heavier than this dude. And that's, like, doesn't make a huge difference, like, overall, when you're talking variation, but it does for, like, you know, weights and engagement and, like, how it feels, like, ripping off the line and stuff. So, I felt like it was a little lull, and, like, he definitely said it needs some more tuning. Like, it gets to a point where it kind of, like, tops out. Like, it could, like, either variate more or need more, like, tension to, like, build RPMs or, you know, something. But, like, it felt smooth. That's kind of what I wanted to feel. I wanted to feel how it felt taking off the line. Did it feel like an E50 when you take off? Or did it feel like where you got an E50 and your clutch is slipping, you know, that's your low end rip.
Yeah.
You know, you got, like, good, really good clutches and it engages high, but you get good slip. Or is it, like, feel like a variated bike taking off? So it felt like a variated bike taking off, and in the mid range, like, just feeling it, like, I'd come kind of on and off the gas. Like, it felt really smooth. Like, it wasn't like high.
No laggy. You could always just grab where you picked up,
like,
off.
High stalled out like E50. You can, like, snap back in and you feel it when
that's
the fucking,
how mine is hot.
Yeah, you
yeah.
feel when the clutches kick back yeah. in, but, like, variated, like, you don't feel like a hit, like, it's like in really, like, snapping back in. It felt, just felt like transitional, like, smooth, like a variator. So that part felt really good to me.
Hell yeah.
So I'm like, damn, dude, like, I want one. Your boy wants one.
Yeah, I'm into it. I liked it.
Yeah. So I don't know, that was fun. And then I brought the box. So that was like, you know, not a lot of people have seen those in person. So it's fun bringing that around and be like, oh, cool.
Yeah, the water cool bike, people like that.
Yeah. You have to have you definitely have people checking it out.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people like, yo, what's going on? They look at it and they like give it a second look and they kind of start getting closer. Be like, Justin, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Justin, giving a rundown.
Justin's like 6 feet away and they don't realize he's the owner. Like, but the radiator's facing the wrong way. Where's your radiator at, bitch?
Yeah. Nah, that shit was roasting them, dude. Sorry.
Nah, it was good. It was good, dude. So there was a good selection.
The ride was good, too.
Yeah, cool bikes. Both the ride was good. Friday night, to me,
the
was
Friday
a little...
night was sick. You didn't like
I liked the Friday night, but
look, man, you
got to
dip it in. You got to have some foreplay. You got
to
warm it up.
You wanted to ride?
I wanted to ride. Like, I came all this way, and I wanted to ride, and I felt like Friday night we didn't ride that much.
Shit, we rode right to where I wanted to, the bar, baby.
Yeah, that's your type of riding. Like,
that shit was sick,
felt like you were at home. Like,
yeah.
Dude, we did fucking a 15-minute ride to the bar.
That was all right, though, because the Saturday ride didn't really go into the city. The Friday night ride, we were in the middle of it. So that was cool.
I feel like we got to please both parties. Some guys got to stress their little widow wigs, and some people got to just sit in second place behind the ride leader the entire goddamn day.
Yeah.
Bored? I don't like riding the very front, dude. It's not for me.
Yeah, I had to drop back and forth, man. It was.
Yeah, you got
to
drop
back
and forth.
He was blocking to get the excuse to cowboy
Indiana.
Yeah,
they were really slow.
Dude.
Not in a bad way.
I didn't know the University of Georgia was there. Like...
Same.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't look up shit about the town.
No, yeah, I mean, I knew that.
I didn't look none of that shit up, dude. University of Georgia's there, and we fucking pulled up on that Friday night ride, and like he's like, we ripped us around the stadium, and then you get to see this big ass stadium, not like some little rinky thing. This is fucking D1.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah, this D1 fucking college. Like they're out fucking trying to win national championships, dude. They're like a legit school, and like we come around this big ass stadium in the middle of the city, like damn, that thing's huge, and then he brings us around the back way. And we pull up on that sidewalk right in front, and the gate's open. And he's like, yeah, we can just walk in here.
And we did.
Oh, dude, that was tight. I rolled my bike in. I got a couple good
shots.
You got
a really sexy picture. I painted you like one of my French girls from that one.
Yeah, I was out there hitting my fucking vape right there on the fucking sidelines.
But it was cool, man.
Yeah.
The little bar they took us to was interesting.
There were two tied in with the parking lot that were available, and then other people did venture differently. There was a diner people were talking good shit about farther down from them.
I wish I had sport a little bit. I didn't like go wander off and check out the scene, like check out the block. Like the block around the corner was like a good, like the strip looking kind of thing. Like it had a bunch of bars on it. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have ventured out some.
Once I saw that trailer in the boat, trailer and boat in the back of that other bar, I knew I was at home. We got this.
Yeah.
The DJ booth for the fucking the bar we were at was in the back behind the building and it had like a boat. Like she's DJing, chick was DJing in the back of a boat. We're like, all right, this is tight.
It was a good time.
We're in the corner playing CeeLo, like with like fucking glow in the dark dice.
With a table that looked like it got hit with a fucking flamethrower in Vietnam. That was the worst table to play dice in when if it falls off the table, the number don't count and your turn's invalid.
Yeah, and then like this table behind us full of like your grandparents. It was like three sets of grandparents. And they're just blatantly smoking weed and making me feel like a pussy because they're just like, I'm hiding it. And they're just like raw with it.
Yeah, they're like some like middle-aged chicks. Like,
right.
Fucking when we went to get food.
If I'm paying my daughter's tuition at this place, I'm going to smoke a fucking joint.
Went
at this
ham,
bar,
man. I was like, damn.
These ladies were like going ham, like comparing their titties to each other, just like they're on the on the sidewalk, just like So like, I mean, like yours are like bigger than mine, but like mine, like when I lay on my back, they go flat, and it's like, and I'm like, ladies, fucking chill out. You're in public, guys. Relax.
Yeah, that was fun.
But it was, I don't know. It was a good time. Like, I had a good night out. Fucking Pee Wee Herman's playing on the fucking TV inside. Laying around. It was chill. Yeah. Then the ride back wasn't bad.
No, it was chill.
Like,
I felt
like exploring. I definitely wanted to explore more. I wish I like went like by myself and just kind of rode around downtown and like looked at stuff. Like sometimes that's a fun part to
the
me.
The tree
just,
that
like,
owns itself.
Off. I asked
Fuck,
about
we
it.
We missed that.
He said it's really hard to get to. He said like it's like on like a crazy like incline.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of a pain in the ass to get to. But yeah, the town's got a tree that owns itself.
Yeah.
And some like double barreled cannon.
Yeah,
the Justin was doing town research for us, dude. He did a flyover in the fucking
I seen the Bulldog Stadium. And I'm like, yeah, I know we're going to that. And we did. That was one of the first things I seen was a Bulldog Stadium. You can't miss it.
This is the biggest thing this whole town's
got. Yeah, you couldn't miss it. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Friday night was cool. Friday was chill. What are you guys' thoughts on fucking Saturday?
Well,
Saturday was
Friday.
Great.
Still got chiller because we got to go to Waffle House.
Oh, Waffle House is lit Friday. Yeah.
Shout out Rose at Waffle House.
If you look in the photo of us at Waffle House and you see the waitress, look at the little white girl behind. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What?
She looked at us with a morbid fascination the entire... Disgustingly fascinated.
Deer to headlights.
Yeah. She looked... Yeah.
I was sitting right there beside her. I was right there in that chair and I was like, her and her man weren't talking at all.
I'm right. Like, she looked so disgusted or like... inquisitive, I couldn't tell. Yeah.
You and your boy out to dinner and y'all don't talk once. That's weird.
We're in the middle of a breakup and you guys are just out here having fun with this waitress and she's being silly too.
Dude, our Airbnb was good too, man. The fuck. It's a good place to stay.
Oh my god, they had Doritos, extra dark Hershey's, and a bottle of wine when we check in.
And fucking good AC, you know? AC was good. Water was hot. Shitters were clean.
Just like Justin's fucking water cooled bike. Where's your air conditioning, bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoked mad weed outside.
There was only one porta john at the fucking campsite.
It was fine. It was clean.
I didn't poop in it once.
No, I didn't have to. And I'm glad. I mean, I pissed, but yeah. I didn't have to shit in it either. It was fine.
Dude. And then Saturday, dude, we fucking... You know, you never know how it's going to go. Some Saturday rides, it's like, all right, cool. We wake up. Like, some places pull it off. They're like, ride leaves at 11 a.m., 10 a.m. Like, they start early, and they hold to their guns. Like, sometimes people are like, all right, ride leaves at 2 in the afternoon. Like, some bullshit. I mean, I fucking drove all this way to fucking hang out and do, like, nothing all morning.
Yeah, I don't want to sit with you guys that long. I don't want to do it.
Like, I like that Saturday morning exploration, like you go out on your own and you go do some shit because you know the ride's not going to start till 1.
Scavenge for some hungover breakfast. I got this.
Yeah. But they were like, all right, ride leaves at 12. And I was like, okay, that's a lie. I know moped time, no matter where you are. And I don't know. They did a good part getting a takeoff.
They kept everybody pretty on par. They gave the late runners opportunity to get in, get unpacked, and get on the road. The only thing that struck me as weak was when they admitted they would leave at 1.
Instead of so they just kept saying,
you're not supposed to say it out loud. You're not supposed to say it out loud. It'll happen.
And I asked them. That's what I said in the group chat. I was like, is Rye really going to leave at 1? Blah, 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 blah.
If you change the time.
Like, you should know better.
It was their first one. We admitted this when we started the show.
At rally packs, too. That's another thing, Firing Squad. They made literally, apparently they made exactly enough rally packs for those who registered. And it's like, you got to make like 5 extra or something, man.
I got a t-shirt and fucking tickets, man.
Fuck them.
I got my shit too. I got some guy named Zachary. Apparently he didn't show up, but I got his rally pack. Sorry, Zachary.
Wait, hold on a second. So you got one that was accounted for.
Yes.
And you still got counted for.
Yeah.
And you're bitching about it.
Yes.
And I got a t-shirt and tickets.
I got all that shit. You should have seen my raffle pack. That shit was fire, dude.
I think they did a great job.
Yeah.
It was all planned out.
I got all that shit. Yeah.
Did you keep your VHS tape?
No. I set mine. What did I get? Somebody got Private Ryan. What the fuck did
I get? I gave mine to Zach. Like, he actually has a VHS player, and he's like, yeah, I'll take them. And I'm like, all right, cool. Here you go.
I had a good one, too. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah. I had Silence of the Lambs.
Hello, Clarice.
It puts this lotion on its skin. Or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah, I can't remember what mine was, but it was still legit.
Oh, yo, I let the bike out. There was a single variated, like with French tech, clutch pulley, the whole shebang, Batavis. Holy shit. Someone cared enough to make a Batavis better. I don't know how it rode or what it did.
If it was better.
I didn't small ride it. I can't tell you if it was actually better. But it did variate. It didn't pivot like a French bike. It kind of like a fucking parallelogram straight back and forth. Like, but dude, homie made a variated Batavis.
If it moves on its own power, it ain't gonna piss me off. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad. Not, might be disappointed.
I took some pictures of it if you fucking looked at the Instagram, but like, damn, dude, like, that was kind of cool just because he fucking did it.
I like the Batavises, and if you can improve it, keep doing it.
They got some cool frames. There's like the what is it, the HS50? Is that what that one was?
Mm-hmm. Top Tank Boy.
Yeah, they're cool bikes. I've seen that bike get hacked a bunch of times, like Hobbits and Derbies and other shit. But for someone to actually like try to make the Batavis better, I want to know what fucking Frankenstein scientist shit made them want to do that. But yeah, it was cool.
Usually drugs, but
meth.
Yeah.
No, that only goes apart then.
And like, shout out to Firing Squad too for hooking up our boy Thomas, dude. Thomas somehow magically lost the nut to his rear wheel. Like,
yeah.
On the ride, like, yeah. And it's Vespa, so like, I guess for Vespa people out there, like,
he had to have it.
The nut doesn't hold the wheel on. You can ride the bike without it.
It holds his transmission together.
But it holds apparently. The transmission together tightly and like. Freshly built, brand new, all the bells and whistles, transmission. He's like not trying to fuck it up. And fucking Walter had an extra nut. So he let Thomas come steal it and put it on his bike. And he used it for the whole ride and didn't fall off.
Yeah, that was cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
When you obtain the unobtainium.
And then on Saturday, dude, we got out and ripped on it, man. Like, I wasn't sure what kind of ride it was going to be. Like I said, I'd never been there before. I never fucking really kind of looked at it on a map or knew what it was going to be like.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been to Atlanta for a ride. So I haven't been in Georgia riding mopeds in a very long time. And dude, like, I thought the ride was sick.
Dude, what? That?
Yeah, it was 46 miles and it took about 2 hours and 20 minutes. And, It was a pretty decent ring around Athens.
Yeah. We got to stretch our legs. There were some spots where like,
Athens, to Whitehall, to Watkinsville, to Bogart, to Attica, to Clarksboro, to Bel Air Heights, back to Athens. Like, yeah, it was a big ass loop, man. It was all right, man.
Justin had the damn tracker on, dude. Yeah.
Somebody's gotta
monitor it.
To me, it had like a little bit of everything that I enjoy in a ride.
Yeah.
So here are the moments that stood out to me during the ride. There was a spot where we hit some street and it had the fucking trees overhanging the road and we had those shadows and like the glare of the sun coming through fucking. So I was like, yeah, I love canopy covered roads. That's one of my favorites. It had some big, long, like right hand bend we did where I was like kind of in the middle of the pack. And as soon as we hit that bend and I saw the pack stretching around the corner, I was like, damn, I wish I was further back. So I could like, I wish I was either further
people
back.
People are going three further, wide forward, and so not yeah. crossing the yellow. So just
I could,
pass.
Yeah, just so I could see the fucking, like, I love seeing like a pack taking a turn and you're like seeing the bike, all the people like in the turn. Like that's one of my favorites. And then they had like one road that was like, we kind of opened out and it was like, just like open green field, like to our right, like cows and shit. It was just like,
oh yeah, big, there are
like,
cows open, everywhere.
Like pasture.
Yeah.
And I was like, with the trees in the distance, I'm like, damn. I was on the headphone with Thomas. I'm like, damn, they got this good field, good trees. Like, if you're like ever going to some like West Coast fucking ride out that way, desert, you hit the desert shit, and you stop. Once you get out far enough west and you stop seeing green, it's like, that's the different vibe of, like in the country to me. Like, when you're not seeing like green trees anymore. Like, we're in Virginia, we see that shit everywhere.
Yeah. That's an Appalachia shit.
Yeah.
But like I like it. Like I like it was like damn, like the season's coming in. These trees are looking good right now. Fuck.
Fucking Shenandoah, baby.
And like a little bit of spectacle stuff, you know, I saw one or two people covering their ears when we came by, like, and then like you've seen a couple people like pull their phones out, like, oh my god, check this shit out. A
lot of phone people.
Yeah. I love that shit too. What about you guys?
Yeah, it was tight. Yeah, I enjoyed all of it.
No part that really stood out to you?
Not really. I mean,
honestly, on the ride, they were kind enough that every stop they did or every intersection that we hit, no matter how safe somebody was trying to be, because you could see the newbies that stopped at the red lights.
Yeah,
no, there's just technically two packs right now, but you need to commit.
I think we lost a couple of people. Like that first part of the Saturday ride, like it didn't feel like we were going super fast, But I feel like a couple people got dropped. We lost like a good half or quarter. Like,
I think a lot of people learned their place before we even got off the main road from the brewery. Mm. Which is why we didn't have so many breakdowns.
I feel like that's why we were stuck at the gas station for so long, because we like had lost a good group, and so we had to like wait around for people to catch up and the chase and shit, and so that kind of took a while.
That was cool, though.
That was still, yeah. The gas station people were probably still like, "What the fuck is going on?" But
yeah,
I think the second half of the ride, I feel, was like the real like after the lunch stop, like I feel like. Right before the lunch stop was kind of like decent. We were getting our shit together. Everyone's back together. We had a cool little ride. But like after that was like, all right, we all tightened up. Everyone got back in sync. And we're like, okay, we realized that this isn't a big club hosting this ride. Like everyone started like, you know, when you go to big rides and it's like people, it's a ton of veterans. Everyone's been there. And like you come through some fucking intersection and the light just turned yellow without question. Someone who's been doing this shit for a long time is corking these fucking intersections like quick. And, like, we're blocking that shit quick. And like, I feel like those smaller rides with less people, like it takes, unless you like bring it up, like it takes a while for that to start to happening. And like, and that second part of the ride, everyone was like really on it.
Dialed in.
We're like,
Navy
okay,
fucking seals.
No one's going to drop behind. All right, we know there's slow bikes in the back. There's someone who's hanging back there who we know is like going to be back there. Like, yeah, that one bike, he's back there, and we know there's another bike who's probably going to be behind him. Like, you see those guys off in the distance, and we take off again, and be like, you know, just dropping the breadcrumbs, you know? Like, all right, we'll keep like the pack like kind of together. Like, at least you know
what's turning. I feel like after lunch, everybody had it figured out.
Yeah.
Everybody was dialed in and figured out. And
yeah.
And you're fast. I'm going to stay to the right now.
I didn't have anyone really squirming, like being squirmy around me, you know? No one was really like lane drifting on me or doing weird shit, like breaking hard for no reason. Like everyone's riding pretty good.
Now, one time there was one of the GT50 guys. It was a blue one.
Oh, coming out the fucking side road grass.
Nah, one of the guys, he crossed the yellow through a turn and a car was coming. And at the last minute, like he didn't have a choice, but he kind of whipped in front of me. I mean, it was cool and all, but it was just like, woof.
Had to come back in.
Huh? Yeah, I was like, whew, that was close, bruh. Like, I mean, that was cool, but it's like, damn, dude, stay on this side, bruh, please.
I had one where a dude was kind of coming over on me, and I started to edge towards the yellow. And as we come around this blind turn, I'm like, oh, that's a Hyundai Tucson. I'm going to get hit by a Hyundai Tucson. And in that exact moment that my brain registered, I may get hit by the mirror of a Hyundai Tucson, Conan. Bing! In between us in that exact moment.
And the car.
The car made it past us. Maybe a little honk back there. I don't know. I'm deaf. You guys know that. But all I saw was his taillights. And he was still 100 feet away when everything registered to me. I was just like, this is so fun, guys. Great. Cool. No, it really was a good time, man.
Yeah.
Everybody was pretty well behaved, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, good riding, good etiquette, fucking cop call outs, corking intersections.
I thought we were going to pick up. We had like three friends that wanted to come say hi to us that moved from their park spot as we came past at the beginning of the ride. And then after they saw 50 of us or whatever, just like, nah, not today.
I don't have the time for this shit.
Fucking pothole call outs.
Oh, yeah.
The roads weren't like fucking super thrash, so that was another thing that was kind of a positive.
Yeah, it was
some like some city rides you go to, you know, you're gonna be dealing with some shitty ass roads,
some fallout looking shit.
Yeah, we've had some rough shit in New Orleans. We had some rough shit in Philly.
Rough shit in New York.
Yeah, we've definitely gone through some rides where like, damn, these streets are beat, and like none of their streets were really beat, so that was kind of cool.
They were good, yeah.
Like you're not dodging fucking craters like that. That felt nice.
Yeah, railroad tracks, fucking when you hit them bitches, yeah. No, they were good.
Yeah. Yeah, I was into the ride. Like, I felt like there were definitely those moments where, like, when you know, like, you're leading the ride and you know that, like, the next spot ends at a stop sign, that you can, like, tell everyone, you can wave people off. Like, yo, rip it. Like, that's a part we never really had. It's like, oh, yeah, we rip past the leader in the front every once in a while, but you'd instantly kind of, like, coast off to, like, not fuck them up, you know? Like, we'll wait for them to catch up again. But I know like when I like plan rides, if I know I have like a couple spots or this road's for fucking blasting, I'll be like where it ends, there's a stop sign, and everyone can fucking sit there at the stop sign. We can wait for everyone to regroup. But, and you know, we know we got someone in the back who's going to, like, be the last man, so we know everyone's caught up again. But it's like, yep, here's the blast street.
Slingshot, engage.
Yeah, like, go, 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 go. Like, send the boys like, off, you know, let us get it. But, like, I don't know. I still feel like I felt like I had moments where I got to ride really fast, and that was cool. Like,
yeah,
I like riding slow, yeah. Riding the group. I like blasting, I like corking, I like helping. Like, being feeling like I'm being useful on the ride. And, like...
That's a skill in itself, man, because otherwise you get... Sometimes you see that other guy pull off. He like he was already pulling off, buddy. You don't have to block. It's only one lane. He's got it.
Yeah.
But then you both got to do that thing where you might merge back together at the end of the pack.
I like that. And then you get a buddy to blast through the pack with. You know, you're not blasting through the pack alone. Like fucking twin dragons, dude, getting after it. Dude, I gotta have my wingman, dude. Where's Goose at, bro? Dude, there's what's that shit, dude? Fucking Like when a really, really noob guy like sees the corking's happening and like they're like they go to help out, but they're on like a stalker and you're like, please God, no.
You're trying to wave him on like, no, don't even hit the brakes, dude. Stay in the power band, finish the turn, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you possibly do?
Or, like, I've seen people like who are like, oh, I'm gonna help, and like they'll stop in the middle of the pack. Like
I'm
not
helping.
Like not like off to the side, they just stopped in the middle at the intersection. Helping.
Like, yo, you were on the left side. You know you had like 6 kitted bikes behind you. Everyone, on your dick.
Everyone's like dodging them like, fuck.
I saw an armadillo on the side of the road dead. That's a first in my life. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
I saw a lot of crazy shit, but I didn't know. That was neat.
Lunch spot was cool. We got
shout out to whoever made the tacos.
Yeah, made tacos, chicken tacos for everybody. Cold drinks in the cooler, a little river creek spot. Like, I walked down the path a ways. There was actually, like, a really nice river. Like,
yeah, I went down there.
Glorious, pretty wide, some rocks flowing pretty good. I was like, damn, we could have come down here and really went swimming. But, you know, people swim in the little trickling creek and got leeches on their feet.
Yeah,
but
I saying it.
Once I heard about the leeches, I got really excited.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this shit's not really moving. I'm not trying to play in that.
If I won't get dick deep in the James, I ain't getting dick deep in that creek, all right? It ain't happening. Sorry.
This is a fact.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why it was cool. Quick little stop. We hung out there for a bit. You know, you see the failure trailer come back. Wasn't really any bikes on there. I did like one thing they did. They had a backup loaner on the failure trailer.
So oh, that's
it's like
cool.
First to break down.
So first to go.
Wins a loaner. I think that's a really clever fucking move, dude.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Thoughtful.
I don't know if it went to the first person who broke down or if they just gave it to someone later, like at the halfway stop or something. But that's kind of cool. Like, I think that should be like a fucking always prize. Like, not first to break
standard,
down gets a fucking whiskey bottle or some shit to get wasted. No, first to break down gets a loaner. So right. You're back in the game.
What's that? Insert coin 10, 9, arcade shit, buy back in.
All right, our next rally, if your bike breaks down, we'll pick up your bike and you got to figure out how to get back to the spot.
We'll give you a loaner, but then the chase leaves you.
We'll just pick up your bike, yeah, and see ya.
Chase leaves you. You're like 30 minutes behind the whole pack. You're still fucked.
Yep, see ya.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
What about the raffle?
Raffle was cool. Second half of the ride was like par for the course. Really nice roads. We blasted. We ripped the whole way back. It was cool. We fucking made it back. Like, I felt like that first gas stop, I felt like a little like just like, damn, I hope we ride longer kind of thing.
Yeah,
I was
it was
like,
10 miles. Ampsy. It was 10 miles.
Yeah, that first gas stop, I was like, damn, I haven't even burned any gas yet. You know, I was like on a derby that drinks gas, guzzles it. And I had like, I put gas back in. I was like 0.3. And I was like, we didn't do nothing yet.
That's what I did.
Point
that's
three.
Everybody tried to fill up. It got like that much. And then they went inside to just grab like a single beer. And that was the one gas station that doesn't sell singles. They only sold sixers. Mm. So this whole confusion was occurring inside and outside.
Yeah, I was like, damn, dude. Like, fuck, we got to get it some more, dude. But they definitely fucking made up for it. Like, he was like, oh, don't worry. Like, the second half, we're going to be really out, like, really riding and getting out the city. And I'm like, all right, cool. Which... it makes me want to do some real rides around here. It's been a while since we've gone like on a long ride, even like around town, you know?
Speak for yourself.
I know you don't. No. Your idea of a long ride isn't my idea of a long ride.
Man.
They are completely different.
You're trying to go to a buffet down in Williamsburg on mopeds
with pedals. I'm trying to leave the city of Richmond.
Okay.
Your long ride doesn't even leave town. Like, get out of here, bro.
But he does it every day. He's out here every day doing it. So yeah, multiplication, 50 miles every 10 days or 5 miles
yeah, five through divided 10 by days. 10, bro.
Science.
10 divided by 5, bro. 2, bro. 2 per day. 10, bro.
2 miles around town per day.
I wasn't reaching for a pound it. I was trying to count on my fingers. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Like, I'm laying down miles every month. Every day, a mile a day.
Between 2 or 5. All right, take your pick.
But yeah, we got back. Fucking, it was a good shred. Good little hiatus before the raffle. Limbo Land, you know. Sometimes it's like, all right, go get your own food.
Pizza Hut, baby. I tried for 30 minutes to order 2 fucking pizzas, and I just couldn't fucking do it.
I'm starting to think it's not Pizza Hut versus Domino's with you. It's just you want me to buy you Domino's.
No, it's just me. It's just not working for me.
Yeah,
I didn't want Domino's.
I just think it's like your impatience. You know, like
I called the guy. You got a girl. I got the same guy twice, and that guy didn't give a fuck.
What do you mean my payment's not accepted? Fuck this fucking brand.
That guy, I didn't even make it that far. He was just like, put me on hold. First time he hung up. Like, and the second time he was like, what?
Too.
What? 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 To the point I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But it was still fire when it came to
probably
it.
Probably because you were already wasted and you were fucking mumbling at his ass. And he didn't know what the fuck you were saying.
Maybe. When two worlds collide, I barely speak English. It's my first language. I barely speak it. It's his second language. He barely spoke it. So we just weren't making any headway.
So, hip hopper at a brewery. There's beer.
Yeah. But either way, it came through and that shit was good.
They did have like some like live event going down at the brewery when we got back. So like, the raffle and stuff kind of had to wait till like that whole thing wrapped up, and I think it went later than they thought it was gonna go. So we did have like this like late raffle like in the dark, which was like, you know, it's always interesting when you're camping rally because you never, there's no lights. You fucking, everyone's looking at their fucking tickets with like flashlights and fucking cell phones and shit.
You're right.
So glad you had that spotlight. So glad Justin had his phone light on.
No,
but when they whipped out the BB gun
notes
as the deciding factor in the darkness, I was like, oh hell. Yes, now the party begins.
So they had 2 raffle bikes, one Kinetic, one Maxi.
I like the Maxi.
Maxi had like a decent paint job, like, you know, rebuilt stocker. The Kinetic just looked like a stock Kinetic.
Good too, though.
There's not much you're doing to a Kinetic to make it fucking anything but a Kinetic. But like, a moped's a moped, you know, fucking beer getter.
It ran, yeah.
Runner, take it down the street, get some fucking snacks. Like, I've worked on a Kinetic. I don't like it. But
yeah, apparently it's a Vespa climb.
Have a free
Vespa
bike
knockoff
to ride down the street. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I don't know shit about him either.
That's my fucking grocery store getter. But I don't know. Raffle's cool. Raffle.
I won the raffle 3 times. Yeah. Did that win back to back? Was it back to back?
You won 1 back to back.
Because you won the first one, and you were staring at your tickets, and you were like doing something with them. And I said, "Don't throw those away yet. You're not done with those." And they called the ticket under the one you just won, like $5.99 to $5.98.
It was $2.99, $2.98. Yeah. Big mad. I got that CD, a complete Tomos Puk CDI ignition. That shit's dope.
100%, no matter. For this is everyone, dude. 100%, no matter what Ravelry you ever go to, no matter what, without a doubt, there will be multiple time winners. It always happens. Doesn't matter.
And there's no science to it.
Remember that time in Durham where I kept doing it?
You could buy $200 in tickets and you're the guy that wins once.
It don't matter.
And you got
the
rando that buys 20 and he wins 6 times in front of you.
It don't matter how big or small the bucket is, how much they mix it or stir it.
How many random people?
The girl that won the Tomosaki in Philly didn't even ride mopeds. She was there with her friend and won the Tomosaki that I wanted and left it there.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how much you shake it or roll it or spin it or let different hands pick the ticket. Or reach from a different corner of the bucket.
Stir it up. Stir it
People
up.
People get butthurt. They're crying. They're calling rigged. It does not matter. It will always end with multiple people winning. I've seen it happen where one person won 3 times. 4 times. Like, it's gone. Like that. Like that. Like, it's been we've been rallies where, like, multiple people have won multiple times. I think that happened this, too. Someone else won twice. Like, it always happens.
Yep.
It's regardless, no matter what you do. Your best plan is just buy a couple tickets here and there throughout the entire event.
That's the closest thing that's not
toward
like
the
a,
end of the night, every club gets desperate, and instead of selling them for $5 a ticket, they drop down for $1 a ticket.
The deals happen at the end.
Yeah.
But the spread of tickets might get you a better selection in the bucket somewhere.
They were calling digits that I didn't even know they were selling.
They were playing games though. I was like, all right, are you a betting man? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. I was like, all right. I bet my wingspan versus 3 tummy wraps that the tummy wrap is better and I get to keep all the tickets that it's longer. And he looks at me and goes, ain't no way. And I have never won and lost at the same time so hard in my goddamn life. Because he pulled out my wingspan. He goes, oh, hell yeah, dude. I got you at like 569. And then he went and he did 3 wraps from belly button around the widest part to belly button 3 times. Mm-hmm. I went up 21 tickets.
Yeah, see, I just did 2 wingspans.
He's only gained those 21 tickets in the last 6 months.
Damn.
Still. I mean, hey, they helped me win some titty bats. Shout out titty bats.
Yeah, I got a bunch of t-shirts. Yeah.
I mean, now because of this same joke, the t-shirts that I won don't fit me. But the moral of the story is thank you, titty bats. I appreciate you.
I got 2XL, man.
You didn't have to say it earlier. That's harsh. That's,
he's like, I'm not quite
that's
there
like
yet,
40. Brother. That's like 42 tickets, not 21 tickets.
But raffle was cool. Yeah. They raffle off some shit.
The BB gun challenge.
The shootout was all right.
The shootout.
Yeah. We always talk about how, like, we don't. I like when the bike's not just we drew a ticket and gave someone a bike. It's like we draw a ticket and like do something fun to like, you know, the grand finale. There's got to be something. And they're like, well, we're the firing squad rally. I mean, moped club. So we're going to make you fire BB guns at these beer cans. And whoever gets the most hits wins the bike of their choice. And we were like, well, that's not really a choice. Because who wouldn't take the Maxi over Kinetic? We all know that. That's not a hard sell.
Oh, yeah, Maxi all day. Yeah.
Maybe a Vespa head? Someone that's into Vespa mopeds?
I don't think so, man.
I don't know, man.
Vespa's a Vespa.
I'm being hopeful. I'm trying to put the shoe on the other foot.
That Maxi was cool, too, man.
It was cool.
Free bike's
a cool color.
Free bike's a free bike.
Hey, man.
I've raffled off an actual pile of garbage at a rally before, but...
And they loved it.
Philly did 3 piles of garbage at a rally before. Like... All the raffle bikes were trash. You know, like, here's an actual pile of parts. Here's a bike that no one wants. And here's a bike that's complete.
Man, I wanted that.
Like, you know? So you never know. But, you know, free shit's free shit. And everyone's happy. There are lots of man butts being shown. Fucking everyone's chanting fucking hole.
Yeah, I feel like I should have did it the third time I won. I feel like I should have
showed that butthole.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, hole, hole. We had some hole chants.
Yeah, I feel like that's third time's a charm. Everybody missed out. Sorry, next time.
Race hell, praise hell.
It got a little weird out there, boys.
Yeah, it was a little too weird, but it's fine.
Yeah, but then, like, Jess won, and no one said shit about
it. No, I had to ask. I was like, all right, look. Like, that's my sister, and I don't want to see it, but, like, we're just going to be quiet now? Equal rights for you? What is this?
It's like, y'all are gay, all right? You guys are gay.
Even the gay guys beside me were like, hole, hole.
Them cats were freaking bringing the fire. They were fucking hilarious. They were just like... Boy, I thought my dad was disappointed in me, but golly gee, look at these fucking fellas.
Yeah, I feel like they're partying harder than we
were. Guy literally just told me he's married and very happily to his wife, and now he's shouting, show me your butthole.
To another dude.
Yeah. They're great, dude. Christian and his husband, fucking their other homie. Like, I hung out with them for like a good like 20 minutes, dude. Shooting the shit. It was great.
Yeah.
I bought him in when I was getting my high score playing fucking CeeLo with you. I was like, nah, fuck it. You're in this game. He was like, well, I've been out. And I was like, wow, you're funny too? Jesus.
Ooh. Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, long story short, dude, I had a good time at the rally.
Yeah,
I had a good time not staying at the campsite and partying.
Oh, the Airbnb, down the street was so clutch, dude.
Dude, the last night we were there, like Saturday, we were like thinking about just like dipping right out the gate. So we're like, nah, let's go back and sleep a little bit. I'm glad we went back and slept a little bit.
Yeah,
and I'm also like, yo, what happened to Maddie? So this is where I want to get filled in, dude, because we were like, we're going to go back and chill, and you were just gone.
He told me 5 minutes. I'll be there in 5 minutes, and like 5 minutes came and went. I'm fucking out.
Turns out, I lied. So in that 5 minutes, I thought about it, and I realized, hold on, these guys want to go back and take a nappy nap and then hit the road and be on the road. Now, Tinkerbell, my call sign, if I can stay up long enough and go to sleep for an hour, I will wake up, refreshed is not the word, but we're going to use it, and pack in a most haphazard, haggard way that will not make sense when I get home.
I'll be very confused. You didn't do any of that.
And I proceeded to stay out, enjoy my time.
What were y'all doing?
There were some dice games. There was some fucking music playing. There was some live music that wasn't ours. And a lot of
skiing.
A lot of methamphetamine. No, I don't fucking know. A lot of Red Bull.
Red Bulls, energy drinks.
Give me wings.
Well, yeah.
Vodka.
Same thing at every rally.
Shots.
Woodstock. Shots. Band-Aids. There were Band-Aids. There were
Yeah, and then come 4:30 when it's time to leave, guess what, man? This dude's in bed and he will not get up. And
heard,
it's like,
yeah, I heard they had a hard time getting you up.
Right, and it's like,
all
right.
They just had to pull the blanket off.
And it's like, yo, the airport is like a quarter mile that way. Like, he can just fly right, back
between,
to Richmond
between
by
us
the time
girls,
we even make it back.
Between us girls, that's actually the line that made me wake up. And I was like, Justin's fucking tone at 4:30 in the morning. And I sat straight up. Yeah, I was like, I got this.
Right there. It's like, he can fucking make it back before we do. You know what I mean? So, yeah, fuck him. Yeah. He'll make it to the airport, or we'll pick him up from the airport and then go back to Thomas's on the way. That's what I was saying. It's like, fuck him. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
But who proceeded to sleep and not piss every hour and a half? Like normal Tinkle Bell.
I'm good with that too, because you fucking pee a lot, dog.
Yeah, I did good.
I have to piss so bad right now, you have no idea. I'm just riding this out.
Go, it's right there.
I know it's right there.
He's like, we're almost done. I know it. I know it. All right, Chelsea.
For those that don't know, he just gave the palms to receive the water, the water of life in the holy house. My wife does this when I say I have to pee. I just state it as a fact. It makes me feel better. And she just proceeds to hold these hands out. One day, I'll be I-95 South.
We'll test these waters.
I'm going to test the watertight integrity of them hands.
Yeah, so good.
My plan worked out, man. Dude, I snored. I saw logs till at least, what was it, 10 or 11?
I was snoring too. Yeah, this man came and woke me up at 2 a.m. It was like, yeah, you want to get... I was in the lazy
boy. Oh, yeah,
boy.
No, we're going to make fun of me. No, rewind real quick. Before you want to make fun of me at what I did, who came home and made sure somebody...
He was like, yeah, wake up. And I was like...
Where'd you wake up from?
I was in a lazy boy, and I was like, fuck
he wasn't
off,
even
man.
Sleep. He wasn't even sleeping like your stepdad on Christmas.
Yeah, I was
He was curled sideways.
Yeah. I was like, I'm 38 years old, man. If I want to get to bed, I will. And then that man went, smoked a cigarette or whatever, and I was like, what time is it? It's like, it's 2 o'clock. It's like, I should get in the bed. Yeah.
I smoked one cigarette all calm. Like, I can't believe that's really the way he reacted. He's older than me. He knows he's going to hurt tomorrow. This so unexpected.
Yeah, I went and got in the bed and it was sick. He was
I
right.
came back in the house. He's staring me in the face. What time is it?
Yeah, it was good.
It was fun.
Honestly, it was a great time, and shout out again to Firing Squad.
Yeah,
anybody
good
that
shit.
Was good enough to make it in the 10. Seriously, y'all pulled it off, and it was great.
If you've never been to a rally, go to MidPutArmy.com, check the calendar.
Cleveland, hopefully my next spot early June.
Black Pipes Rally.
That's my next shit.
Gonna be a good one. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of other cool ones going on this year. Not really.
Look at the calendar. I already looked.
Syndicates Denver sounds rad.
It's far though, bro.
It's far.
That's what I'm saying.
You think if we say it now, if you go to a rally
this year,
make sure your shit's filled up before the ride leaves. Stop counting on that first gas stop. It's a block away.
Nah, fuck that. I'm shooting for Cleveland.
What are you guys' thoughts on that? Just opinion wise.
I'm wondering right now, if we say it, can we make it?
It's kind of always been like not like. I don't know. It's kind of never just been up to discretion. No one's ever had like a permanent set rule. Like, hey, before the long ride leaves on Saturday, everyone should go get gas on their own.
Nah, I've been warned. I've been warned, and then we still went.
I would rather get gas. I would rather take everyone on the ride and get gas before the ride kicks off, because you know the motherfuckers are going to be too bent on Saturday to go do it from Friday.
I get that.
I'd rather do it. I'd rather just take them. Yeah.
But at the same time, are you like? Some people could beg to say, like, the ride doesn't leave till 12. You've been up for hours.
The
gas station's across the street.
No, that's not it. Yeah.
What if the rally was, you could spit to the gas station. People legit walked to that gas station to get ice and would walk back.
And it wasn't melting.
I would still do it. But just because they're irresponsible, and I already know the deal. Like, no offense, but yeah.
Fuck them. They blow it. They're breaking down for the running out of
gas.
That's
what that trailer's for, baby.
Hey, we,
that sucks.
We backed you up.
All right.
I'm going to say I've never, in all these years, run out of gas for that reason.
I haven't either. You also
carry a lot of gas for that reason, I assume.
Yeah. You'll know when you're out of gas. And if you don't, shame on you.
I'm a type to, I came to the rally with a gas can that had gas in it. I filled my bike when we got there. We didn't have to go to the gas stop when we got there.
Ken Vouch, he gave me a beer can, bro.
I'd still do the gas stop. That's just me. Just trying to be a good dude.
I get it. It's just gas stops and moped rallies are always tricky.
Yeah,
you never know how many idiots are going to go inside.
Slow, yeah.
And you ever seen someone get left at a gas station because they went inside?
I haven't. I've seen
someone fuck up. They went inside at the wrong time. They didn't go. You had to go inside right away.
Yeah, I haven't seen.
I thought you were going to be 5 minutes. Now we've been here 15. Now I got to pee. Fuck.
Yeah, I've been in the game for a while. I haven't seen nobody.
I've seen people get left. I came out. I also one of my rules is to not be the last person to start your bike.
Yeah,
because there's no telling. Sometimes it could be just your day, and that bike's not starting.
My main thing is the ride
is pulling off.
Watch who's the ride leader and pay attention to their body language and what they're doing, and that's how much time you have. Yeah.
Nah,
bikes, if he ain't got the backpack on or the helmet or at least gloves, once I see one of those three steps, I'm going to start walking towards me.
Yeah.
Bikes start idling, you better not be last.
Well, that's just common sense because that guy's already on his bike and already ready to go. So that's what I'm saying. You got to watch the ride leader. Yeah.
I'm also on that tip where, like, if you don't say ride leaves in 5 minutes.
No, that's not a funny joke. That's not hilarious. Nobody knows your voice over the actual club.
Yeah, ride leaves in 5 minutes. But bike is idling. That means the ride leaves now.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get a ride to start getting people ready to leave. If you're leading a ride, you want people to get ready, start your bike.
Yeah.
And pull off a little bit.
Yep.
That's about it. That's all I got to say, dude.
That's it.
That's it.
Athens was sick.
Athens was a good time.
Shout out to Firing Squad.
I'm glad we did it. I'm glad it was in the South because it was warm. It was great weather.
Oh, it was 85. It was 85 down there.
Wearing t-shirts and shorts, dude. Like, felt great.
Yeah, it was sick. We came up here. It's fucking cold.
Yeah, it was cold. And rainy.
I'm in a hoodie today. All day. Right.
I was in sunscreen all weekend. Now I'm in a hoodie. This is bullshit.
Yeah. Right.
But it did make me kind of thirsty for fucking mopeds again. Like, I'm excited to see what the summer brings, if we go do some stuff or not.
Cleveland, baby. June.
I got maybe one or two more in me this year.
That's all that's really around here. Look at the calendar. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. All right, boys. Fuck your car.
Ride a fucking moped. Ride a moped.
Rebel. Peace.
Hit us up. If you had a good time, there's a rally you want to go to, you've got some shit you want to talk about, you want to be on the podcast,
reach out. We'll be here like a suicide hotline, but reach out.
But not as available, and
we're not.
I do have questions.
Yeah, leave a voicemail.
I do have questions. Leave a voicemail if you're in the firing squad. What metal did you give us?
Yeah, what is that?
Is it radioactive?
What is that?
Lead?
Is it magnetic?
It's painted gold. We haven't done the magnet test yet.
Like, what is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
In the rally pack, the gold bars.
I got like
bars.
Aztec gold, man.
No, I didn't get that.
I'll have to text you a picture. Maybe we'll make it the album cover.
Yeah, they're heavy as fuck.
Yeah, mine didn't have that.
They're heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like uranium or some shit. Yeah.
I haven't checked with a Geiger counter, a magnet, or anything.
Right.
I see you try to.
I won two, and they were so heavy. He asked for one. I had to take it because it's just heavy.
Try to weld it up close.
You gotta see if it's magnetic first.
Face on.
It depends on what it is.
You're like five tests ahead of the first one we haven't even done. I haven't even licked it yet, dude.
Right.
So firing squad. Tell us where'd you get it.
Yeah, reach out. What is it? On Instagram. Tell us what it is.
All right, we're done. Bye.
Peace.
So, what are your favorite moped sounds?
Fuck your car. Ride a moped.
I don't know. Like, touch of flower. Is it moving? Like, nah, it feels pretty locked up. Sounds like you're fucked, dude.
Oh boy!
Womp womp womp.